Jesus, you see, did not come to earth to try and start a religion. What he really came for was this. His earliest followers were called the Way. Not a doctrine, but a direction. Meaning that they were following a path. And one of the most radical things Jesus ever said was this. The kingdom of heaven is within you. Not later, not after death, but here, now. And what he was pointing to was not worship of a person, but recognition of a presence, a living, breathing relationship with the divine, not through fear, but through awareness. After his death, however, institutions formed. And institutions, by their nature, seek control. So the message was subtly shifted from you are one with God to God is separate and you must earn your way back. But the original invitation remains unchanged. When you step beyond dogma and listen deeply, you were never meant to follow a religion. You were invited to wake up, to realize that the divine you seek has been quietly living within you all along. You'll never be free until you realize this. It was never about what they think. It was always about whether you listen to yourself. We spend so much of life chasing approval, fitting into shapes that were never ours. Walking paths paved by other people's expectations. But have you noticed? The more you chase what pleases them, the further you drift from what fulfills you. The universe gave you a compass, not in your pocket, but in your chest. Your intuition is the echo of the cosmos whispering through you. And yet, how often do we trust our fear more than we trust that quiet knowing? Do not fear walking alone. Do not fear growing alone, because to stand in your own light is to remember the truth. Those who are meant for your journey will find you as you will find them.
Let me just read this, because I think it's actually probably one of the best descriptions of the heart that I've ever run across. They taught you the heart was just a glorified meat pump, that it squeezes and pushes blood like some crude mechanical device, a hydraulic engine made of flesh. That is what they want you to believe. Because if you buy into that primitive lie, you never ask deeper questions. But it is false. It has always been false. And the real science proves it. Dr. Francesco Torrent-Guasp, a Spanish cardiac researcher, discovered what the textbooks refuse to acknowledge, that the heart is not a pump. He dissected thousands of hearts and found that the heart is a single continuous muscle band folded into a spiral. He proved that the heart works like a vortex generator, creating suction and torque, not pressure. He called it the helical ventricular myocardial band, and it changes everything. The real movement of the blood comes from pressure differentials, electromagnetic flow, and coherent resonance. The blood spirals naturally. It need not be forced through miles of arteries and capillaries. The so-called pump is not strong enough to push thick fluid through 60,000 miles of tubing. That is basic physics. That lie was dead on arrival. Here is the truth. Blood moves before the heart forms in the embryo. That is, by the way, a documented fact. It flows via frequency, resonance, and electric charge. The body is a field, not a factory. Your heart creates a toroidal electromagnetic field that radiates 6 meters from the body. This field syncs with the earth, the sun, and every living being around you. It is a resonator, a tuner, a conductor. It aligns the rhythm of your cells. It feels, it remembers, it emits, and it responds to emotion, thought, light, sound, and breath. When you feel love, grief, fear, or peace, your heart transmits it. It is the central frequency modulator of your biology, not a pump. And the institutions know this. The HeartMath Institute has measured these fields for decades. They know the heart has more neuronal cells than parts of the brain. They know it is a second brain. They know coherence in the heart transforms the entire nervous system. So why are they still teaching children a 400-year-old guess from William Harvey that has never been updated? Because if you knew the truth, you would never accept statins or beta blockers again.
Good evening. Today's date is February the 5th, 2026. My name is Christopher James, and the opening video that I put together there is very important. You know, the more all the research that I've done over the last 40 years of my life, I've got over 70,000 files at which I've kept. I've looked at probably, I can't even imagine the millions of documentation and videos that I've watched over the years to raise my consciousness to an awareness and understanding. And I've always looked within, I've always been pulled, and I've always recognized the beating of my heart. And I hope that that's resonated, without doing a play on words, with everyone, that the more that you learn, the more that we must realize that we know nothing. We know nothing how this world is really operating and everything that's going on. Like, we talk about law, you know, we talk about between legal and lawful, we talk about the person, we talk about a man and the separation between that, which that trespass occurs when we're born. But what Dr. Tom Cowan was talking about, there is a very deep understanding. What we have going on here right now in this moment, every Thursday night when we're together, is that we have a meeting of the minds. There's a consciousness that we are all coming together through this medium of technology, and we're able to connect. We're able to feel and understand through imagery, through words that I use, through communications, through truth, and more importantly, through love. That's why I do what I do. This is all about the heart. It's all about the frequency, the energy, the interconnectedness between all of us, this quantum entanglement, as Nikola Tesla talked about, that connects us all together. And the very foundation of this is, I always say, I go back to what my grandfather says, you never put the cart before the horse. And we're always trying to run before we even know how to walk. Man in this world doesn't even understand who the hell they are, where they live on this rock. It's not a sphere that's spinning through space and all this crap that we've been fed over the years. We have been lied to on every single level of our life. And it continues to this day. And it is only foundational truths and a collective connectedness of us coming together that is going to break this evil down. We are in the fight of our lives right now. My broadcast again here this evening is going to demonstrate once again the importance of understanding who the enemy is. And it's always ignorance. And we've got to do all we can to bring this out into the light. So for those of you that can, please upload these videos on every platform that you can. Repeatedly share the links, repeatedly. Speak to your fellow man and woman, your friends and family, and have them look and listen and understand what is truly going on in this world. Do I have all the answers? God, no. Right? But the answers that I do bring forward here are foundational right now to, at the very infant level, the embryo stages, I would call it, for the consciousness of the mind of man. And before we can reach for the stars or whatever, we have to reach to each other and understand truly the truth that resides between us and understand the power of that heart and the love that we feel for each other, because there is nothing wishy-washy about the strength and the courage and the love that all of us have for each other. It's love that brought us into this world, and it is love that can protect us in this world. And we must find a way to unify everyone and stop all this division. And the only way that's going to happen is we have to take this ignorance out. And once we can do that, then we can go after this evil like never before. Like the end of my broadcasts always say, we're going to ride out and face it together. And that's what we need to do. We all need to find the William Wallace within each of us, because right now, mankind, our children, future generations, is literally on the line. And these people that are orchestrating and carrying out all these enormous, enormous levels of trespass around this world, they must be stopped. And the only way we're going to stop it is with the correct conversation. And that's what I try to do as best as I can every single night here. Some nights I may not quite get it across perfectly, but I always do the best that I can. I'm one man. And I hope that with the work that I do, that there is some point in time that this truth is going to resonate with back to that heart within each and every one of us. And collectively, we're going to be able to stand out and walk out into the light and remove this evil once and for all from our world. So having said that, I just want to truly again, once again, thank everybody for your continued love and support, all your communications that I get. I'm seeing an enormous uptick in death around me. People that are contacting me, friends and family, cancers are going through the roof. It is very, very serious right now that's occurring in our world. And we must stop this. And like I said, the courthouse is the ultimate solution for me. When the people can get around that courthouse with people in the military, law enforcement or not law enforcement, once we have the numbers, we need to act. And that's the problem, right? They're submersing everybody's, you know, message from getting out. Even if people try and, I'm going to show you here shortly a little clip here that they're doing to all my posts that I do on TikTok. They're screwing with the text part of it, you know, where people are putting comments or whatever. They make mine all wiggle so that nobody can read it. I'm going to show it here tonight. I couldn't believe it. It's happening all the time. So these are the attacks that we're dealing with. Today when I was putting together this stream, I've got two systems that I run here. My one system shut down 4 times on its own. And then the other system shut down on its own. This is what they do. And it's listening to keywords and that I say. So, you know, it's always a battle. That's why I pre-record all of this, because we could never collectively get through me trying to do a live stream. They would shut my mic off, as we all know, and everything else. But they can't do that with a pre-record, because if they do, then I just upload it right away to my platforms. And I should mention to everybody that all of these broadcasts are uploaded the next day by about 1 o'clock on Friday, Eastern Standard Time. And you can download them and share them. Please, please, please download and share these videos everywhere you can. It's not about some sort of monetary. I don't get any income from doing this, but it's most importantly to get the message out. I've done all the legwork here, the hard work. All you have to do is simply copy and paste. When you go to BitChute, as I've showed everyone, you just simply right click over the videos. When you want to download it, you can download it. You've got to start sharing all this information. I've been talking about silver and gold for a while, but more intensely for the last couple of months. And as everyone is probably aware of, unless you're living under a rock, there was a massive, in history, the biggest hit that silver and gold took last Thursday, okay, last Friday and Thursday. And this was all done by intention, by the banks, right? So I talk a lot about a gentleman by the name of Asian Guy that's on TikTok. And I know not everybody has TikTok, and I know not everybody, you know, I just give little blurbs here and there. I try and grab all the information and knowledge that I acquire along the way, and I try and filter it, and I try and break it down so it is simple for people to understand. I try and give everybody the core foundational truths that you need right now to wake up on these very different many fronts, right? I've been hammering home the difference between legal and lawful. Everybody should understand that by now, but there are big powers that are at play right now in this world, and I believe it's controlled off-world that's doing all this. It's always been doing this. I mean, when you see these coordinated attacks on a colossal level that is happening on so many fronts, I'm sorry, mankind in this world could not coordinate that. There is something that is hidden, that is behind the scenes, that is a spiritual war that they are after. And the only way that we're going to break through is we must find that Achilles heel. And that's why the work that I do, I don't believe there's anyone in the world that's going to come forward and ever point to me in public in an open court and claim I'm property, or they have a contract with me that I'm property, nor do they have a contract with any role they're acting in for any service corporation that I'm property. And that same truth applies to every man and woman that's listening to this, to every man and woman around the world. This truth resonates in the hearts, minds, and soul. It doesn't matter what country you come in, you were born into this world free. And you must learn to capture that, stand on it, and push back to this evil in this world right now. And it's never been required, these foundational truths, more than this moment in time. So as we move forward here this evening, I'm just going to let you know, next week is going to be a different type of stream. I'm going to provide you, as I was speaking there a moment ago about the Asian guy, AG, you know, his initials, which is also the symbol for silver, right, on the element chart, which is kind of a play on words, which is wonderful. Even though this is AI that you're going to watch, the knowledge that this man brings forward, I stand 100% behind. He has proven to me time and time again over the last year that I've been looking at him, his knowledge is incredible. He took what I knew and he put it into such an incredible package. So because it is so important, as we're speaking about the silver and the gold and why the banks are doing this right now, don't kid yourself. It's the banks that are doing this. They're trying to shake people out of their gold and silver because the monetary system, the fiat currency, the paper money is finished. The silver market, the paper market is finished. It's done. There's no money in the vaults, okay, that they've all been planning on. For those of you who don't know, you know, it's called a margin call. So in the paper world, you know, because there's all this silver trading that's going on, people don't necessarily, in the past, how they've done it, one part of the market is, it's in paper, because they don't want to be everyone moving silver around all the way. So how it's supposed to work is that they have these vaults around the world, one of them known as the COMEX. And this is where they store, you know, hundreds of millions of ounces of silver that's there. And all of that silver is supposed to be, you know, tagged in such a electronic way that when the paper sales are going under, when people are trading the paper sales, that is all backed by that silver in that in those vaults. But what's been uncovered and exposed, which people have been saying for a long time, is that there is not enough silver. And these vaults now are empty around the world. This is the problem. So you have Asia, where you see their silver price right now is at $135 or something. It's up there. And yet in New York, it's sitting at $90, around $90 or something today. You can't have those two worlds. Something's not right. So the West is trying to continue to hang on for all it has. And you have to understand, you know, banks like JP Morgan, which is the worst of the worst, what they do, they're behind all of this because they can manipulate the gold market and the silver market in any time they want. So they put all these shorts in, which means they're betting that silver is going to go down, right? And they put hundreds of millions of dollars into these bets. And then they're the ones that go and create these massive catastrophic, you know, events that are happening in the stock market with gold and silver. And then they profit handsomely on the back end. These are the things that are going on. They want to put the fear into people again, as my opening video pointed to get people to get off their square, to sell and liquidate their silver and gold because they figure that they're going to lose their shirts now. Well, it's interesting because many of these investors are very savvy. They're much awake to seeing how this has happened two times already in history, and people aren't buying it. Third time's the charm, as they say. And that's the real beauty of all this. You are going to see gold and silver skyrocket, but I'm not going to spoil it. When I share these videos with everybody next week, it's basically, I'm just going to, you know, pipe up here and there or whatever, but I'm going to play an education video for you. And we're going to walk through with the Asian guy. He's going to, I've captured some of his best videos recently that people need to hear. So you need to understand what is really going on in the big picture in this world and how you need to maneuver and try and prepare yourself for what is upon us right now. Okay. So having said that, and I just want to quickly say thank you so much to everybody reaching out surrounding Merlin. I also want people to understand I wasn't simply going away on a vacation. And I, you know, if I couldn't find someone to get rid of the bird, or if I couldn't find someone to take care of Merlin, that I was just going to put him down. No, we've had Merlin for almost 50 years now, and it's much more deeper than that, what's going on at my end. And I'm not at liberty to discuss it right now, but I will in the coming weeks. And when I do, everyone will understand crystal clear why I said what I said. But I'm very grateful. I had probably about 7 or 8 people that reached out to me, and Merlin has found himself a home now. I would like to thank the woman, all of you that reached out. God bless all of you. I'm truly, truly blessed for the love that I have from everyone that's out there. So like I said, it's not for money that I do this, and when I do need people, they step up. And so I want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. So let's get right into this, shall we? First video I'm going to play here is a man that no one really needs any introduction, and it pretty much goes to everything that we've been talking about and that I always talk about.
My life is my king. I do not force anyone to enter. I do not beg anyone to stay. But those who walk through my gates must respect the rules of this land. I return respect with respect and silence with distance. I am learning that my absence is the loudest lesson for those who never valued my presence. I wish harm on no one. I simply believe that life has a perfect memory, and everyone eventually receives what they put into this world. I am not afraid of fire. I have walked through the flames and discovered my strength there. They thought they could burn me, but they did not know I am the fire itself. I am a good person, but I will no longer explain my worth. My story does not need permission to exist. I have healed, I have learned, and now I know who deserves a seat at my table, because the world does not suffer.
And that video is very, very poignant for me as well. Right. Over the years, I've learned as I found this, I've never given up. No matter how many times I've been knocked down, I stood back up and I fought with everything that I've had. And all I wish for mankind is to truly know who they are, because once you know who you are, I am a testament to show that it truly does set you free. I fear no man or woman in this world. I do not fear this evil. I welcome this evil to come to my table, because I will mop the floor with it if and when I do get that chance. And I hope to God that all of us in the very near future do get that. Let's continue on, because as people may or may not know, I was in the music and entertainment industry. That was my life for 40 years, basically. And it basically ended in 2001, sadly. But having said that, the other night the Grammys were on, which is just a shit show that carries on today. The real artists no longer exist in our world. That's all about this, you know, soft porn and sex and just bullshit. But there are some really great artists that still do step out into the light. And one of the, you know, great artists of our time is Annie Lennox, and she's old school. And she brought out a post about the Grammys and something that she noticed that was very disturbing. And it's good that she said this for the world to hear.
So I watched a little bit of the Grammys last night, and I noticed that a lot of artists are wearing little pins that say stop ice or fuck ice. I couldn't really see because my eyesight is not that great, but definitely some kind of messaging going on in those little pins. And I thought, oh, that's really interesting. And that's great. That's fantastic. There's a solidarity. There's a messaging, artists using their platform. I agree with that. I think that's fantastic. And I was very encouraged to see it. But then again, on the other side of the world, in Gaza, there's still bombing going on there after the ceasefire, fake ceasefire was declared. And, you know, to think that the amount of bombs that have been dropped on Gaza is the equivalent of 6 times Hiroshima. 6 times Hiroshima. And no one says anything. It's completely silent because people are afraid of their livelihoods. They're afraid that the brands are going to drop them. They're afraid they're going to be cancelled. Silence.
And I fully agree. It's unacceptable, right? Our world is in a very, very dark place consciously. And we must find a way for the light to come out. You know, this stuff that was going on now, you know, when they had the Vietnam War, that's why they killed John Lennon, okay? Because he was a threat to this entire military-industrial system that's out there today. John Lennon was slaughtered because he stood up for what was right. And he explained and showed the world that the people that are running this world were psychopaths, and he was actually having an effect. And when John was sadly murdered, you know, I still can remember the day, you know, there were thousands of people that came out in New York with the candlelights all around the world, right? And they celebrated this man. You're never going to see that again for an artist. Those days have gone, right? Because the artists that are today, they are nothing of the caliber or the quality or the integrity that the people of old were, like Annie Lennox, John Lennon, Prince, Jimi Hendrix, you know, all the greats that were out there today. So I thought that was very pointed that I shared that, because we just don't stop and think for a second. None of us are seeing anything on Gaza anymore. This is what I've been saying for months now, since TikTok's been taken over. It's gone silent. And yet the death and the destruction and the genocide continues. And we don't see it. And yet we in the West here, oh, we just go on. We go get our Starbucks coffees or our Tim Hortons. And we watch our shows. And we get together with friends and family, you know. And we just don't have a care in our world. We just think about ourselves. And this is the problem. We don't understand, as Dr. Martin Luther King said, that an injustice against one of us is an injustice against all of us. And what's happening to and has happened to the people in Gaza is coming to our shores right now. Do not kid yourself. Donald Trump is going to start the war in Iran very, very soon. But no matter how much I try and talk and share with people, I'll just show you this right now. Here's a clip that I've just showed from, this was an interview that a woman was doing with a lawyer in Canada here, and they were talking about, I think it was Bill C-9 or whatever, and all these things of these appeals process, and he's talking about how the whole system is corrupt or whatever. She actually agreed with my post, but anyways, I put the post up on her site, and I always put my link there for people to come and join us, watch our things. Well, look what happens in all my posts now in TikTok in the comment section. That's me there on the side. So what I'll do is I'll just pause it here for a second. See, I can pause it, right? This shows everyone the bar is a criminal, corrupt, useless courts. It's all a lie. Legal does not apply to the we the people and facts. It's written by people acting for service corporations that don't write laws. Wake up, people. The only way to get us, whatever I said there, you know. But anyway, so this guy's going on about Bill C-9 looms. He's talking about all these appeals and defeats and everything that's going on in this corrupt court system or whatever. This guy's clueless. to the core. And he's a typical bar member, right? And this is the problem that we have. But at least this woman, if you can see right down there, she gave me a heart, so to speak, and it's her channel or whatever, Nadine or whatever. I should reach out to her, see if she'll have me come on her broadcast and talk to her sometime. But anyways, I just wanted to share that with everybody. This is what's happening with all my texts now, okay, that I put up on TikTok. That's what they do so people can't read what I see. You show me somebody else that they're doing that too, because I have not seen that. But it's not just me. It's a threat for anyone that brings out the truth here. And we're going to continue on, because I always have to keep out in the forefront. We must understand, if people don't understand the difference between legal and lawful, they better damn well understand this enemy that's upon all of us right now in this world. And Tucker Carlson, like I say, he continues to do incredible work. Have a listen to what he's speaking to here that everyone truly needs to understand.
Is there any law in the United States that you've heard of that says if you criticize the U.S. government, our Constitution, desecrate or flag? Like, I don't think there's any penalty ever for attacking the United States. And I'm not saying there should be, of course. But then how can there be penalties for disagreeing with a foreign country? You can say whatever you want about America, whatever you want, and people do, and I'm glad you can. But the second you're critical of Benjamin Netanyahu, you get punished by the U.S. government?
That's insane.
But that's the state of play. I don't think it's an exaggeration, is it?
Yeah, no, it's not. Again, mad libit. Put in any other country.
But even your own country. It's totally fine.
Yeah, you can criticize America all day long.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
You can call for sanctions of America. You can call for boycotting America. You can call for... You want to go after the Portuguese? Okay? Imagine if they said, you're allowed to criticize every country on earth, including your own, except Portugal. Why? Why except Portugal, right? But if you say, why except Israel, anti-Semite.
Yeah.
And why do they say anti-Semite? It's to eliminate every voice of opposition to Israel in American conversation.
Are you ready for the consequences of this, though? I mean, you're a business owner, you're a father.
Yeah.
I'm not being melodramatic. I never talk about this stuff. I'm not going to now, but I'm just, you know, let's be real. Like, the reason people don't say obvious non-hateful things like you shouldn't be prevented from criticizing a foreign country in your own country, the reason they don't even say that is because they know what the consequences, the real consequence, not a joke consequences. These are not people who are kidding.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable with that? Like, why'd you decide to do this? You don't need to do this.
Yeah. So we've already dealt with a lot of consequences.
Yep. And this is, as I said, we're drilling down here on that people need to understand who the enemy is. It's always been Israel, this cabal, these Zionists that are doing this to our world. They have control of the monetary system. Who the hell do you think just dropped the gold and everything? They did it, right? They're destroying the goyim, which we all are, our net worths, our livelihoods, our friends, our families. Everyone is going to be financially destroyed. And these are all the tools that they use. And this is why it's absolutely ridiculous, right? That you can't say anything about who is it, right? Look up Voltaire, what he says about who you know wants to control you, the ones that you're not allowed to speak about. Let's keep going with this here, because it's being crystal clear and apparent even at the UN. And the world needs to simply understand this. Truth cuts through the bullshit like nothing else.
Those against?
Maybe for some we have the wrong nationality, the wrong faith, the wrong skin color. But we are humans. And we should be treated as such. Is there a UN charter for Israel that is different from the charter you all have? Tell us. Is there an international law for them, an international law for us? Do they have the right to kill? And the only right we have is to die? What the hell does Israel need to do more for this council to act under Chapter 7? What more can they do for this council to act under Chapter 7? Or will this council be the last place on earth that cannot recognize a threat to peace when they see it? When it is so glaring, so undeniable. You are witnessing the attempt to annihilate a nation. Destroy a nation. It is not even hidden. It is in plain sight. And yet the very tools designed to respond to these situations are not being used. So which one is it? Are Palestinian lives not worth saving? Or does Israel have a license to kill?
Now imagine if the shoe was on the other foot. Imagine if the Israelis, right, and their land that they've stolen since the time that they've come into it, from the Bretton Woods so-called BS agreement. Imagine if we were witnessing 600,000, the number was 680 we showed from the UN investigator last week that they believe is the real number now of the women and children that have been slaughtered in Gaza. They still lie underneath the rubble. Let that sink in. Imagine if that was reversed, that was happening with the Israeli people. Oh, the entire world would be up in arms. Every nation around the world would come to the aid of Israel. And yet, this is happening to the Palestinian people who do not have a military. Hamas is created by Israel. Don't kid yourself. We've gone over this a million times. We're seeing the onslaught and the slaughter. And then you see the psychopaths in Washington are talking about redevelopment. And Gaza is going to be this new real estate mecca for the world to go to and enjoy. And they're going to create jobs for all these Palestinian peoples. And everyone's going to live happily in peace. Yeah, let's just ignore what's going on. Imagine if 680,000 people were slaughtered in New York or 680,000 people were slaughtered in California in the same way by being bombed by an outside country. Would the United States sit there and take it? No, the United States is supposed to be a beacon of light and hope of this world. They'd be right in there. John F. Kennedy would have been in there in a heartbeat. That's the part that really rubs me, really, really pisses me off. You know, Trump putting his name over John F. Kennedy, right? It's all symbolism for them, right? That arrogant narcissist that he is, he's a psychopath. If John F. Kennedy was alive today, none of this stuff would have been happening. He would have already gone into Dimona nuclear facility 40 years ago, and he would have mopped the floor clean with them, right? That's what he was threatening to do because he knew that Ben-Gurion back then, that they were developing nuclear bombs. Right? And he wanted access to it. I've showed the documentation on that. I've showed the communications from high-level people that were speaking to that fact back in the day. That's why he was killed. He wasn't killed because of some Cuban missile crisis. It's always a deflective, right? And we all know he wasn't killed by Lee Harvey Oswald, right? It was Mossad that was involved in this. It's always been Israel from day one. And any type of terrorist action that has occurred in the United States and many places around the world, Mossad and Israel is always behind it, right? So until we are able to face this truth and actually have accountability, and that's why the courts are so important. I mean, there you have the UN, right? It's supposed to be the United Nations. As he says, Chapter 7, they're all supposed to come in and support and protect that nation state that's part of the UN, and they're not doing it. They're all sitting back and they're doing nothing. And the silence is deafening. And that includes Russia. That includes China. It includes all of them. So there's a game that's going on here that is far beyond the conversations that we have here on the stream every single night with the law. Okay? It's much bigger than that. And that's why we are really up against a wall of ignorance. And that's why I continue to drill down on this truth. I know people are probably getting sick of the Israeli, you know, the Jewish thing that's going on. And the videos that I may show you may or may not be getting sick of them, but I do it in such a way that I want people to truly understand where this evil lies and where the solution resides. And it's not ever going to happen as long as we allow this to keep continuing. The silence must stop and we must get to a place of action, because the only action that's happening is that Israel is training the IDF soldiers. Here's a little clip for you to see this firsthand from a military guy that was firsthand knowledge.
Did you know that the tactical gear that ICE wears is the same exact tactical gear worn by the IDF? That gear is manufactured in Israel by an Israeli company called Agilite. When I started noticing the similarities between Israeli and ICE uniforms, I turned to America's favorite whistleblower, Anthony Aguilar. And here's what he had to say about it.
When I was hired by UG Solutions under the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation to work as an armed independent contractor in Gaza, the company dictated that we purchase the Agilite tactical equipment set. The Agilite tactical equipment set is produced in Israel, owned by Israel. In that contract, whether we had our own equipment or not, American made or other, we could not bring it and we could not wear it. We had to wear the Agilite kit. We had the option of purchasing it and showing up with it, or when we got into Israel, it would be provided to us and taken out of our first month's pay. That contract that I signed with UG Solutions as an independent contractor, I signed it on May 13th, 2025. The last page of that contract stipulates that we must purchase the Agilite equipment. Why does that matter? The Agilite K19 and K0 soft vest, along with the Magnetics Battle Belt Loadout Series, is the exact same equipment that ICE agents wear in the streets of our neighborhoods. And that's not a coincidence. If you go to the Department of Homeland Security webpage to their procurement and contracts, you'll see the Department of Homeland Security has a sole source contract through Government Services Administration, the GSA, which administers the purchase of government equipment through other companies, with Agilite Israel. They have a specific purchasing number. This allows for the purchase direct of equipment, and the Department of Homeland Security sole sources equipment to ICE through Agilite. Not only are ICE agents being trained in Israel by the IDF, they are also being equipped by Israel with the exact same equipment that the IDF wear in the West Bank and in Gaza, and they're wearing it in our streets. And it is more about more than just the equipment they wear. It's the cost. Rather than have equipment that's made here in America that our agents wear, they wear foreign equipment made and owned in Israel. More of our tax dollars going directly to Israel to not only train ICE agents on our streets, but equip ICE agents on our streets. You can see the photos. They're identical from what the IDF wore, from what ICE wears, and what we were mandated to wear while operating in Gaza. It's time that we all wake up, recognize this, and cut ties and demand accountability from our government.
Yep, and that's never going to happen because the people that are in control right now, they only understand the barrel of a gun. There's another point here that people may not be... I mean, God bless the internet. It's really showing people what's going on here. And now Tucker's back on it again, and he's going to explain to everybody, this is how horrific it is. I was shocked when I saw this. I mean, I thought I'd seen everything, but when I heard that this was going on actually in the Pentagon, this is what people need to understand, right? Who the enemy is. It's always going to be Israel and the IDF, and these people have got control of one of the greatest countries in the world, the United States, their military, and the people within the ranks better wake up and get these people out of their country.
During the 12-day war, such as it was, with Iran, the U.S. and Israel versus Iran, bombing on all sides, during that short conflict, IDF officers in the Pentagon, foreign military officers in the Pentagon, and by the way, they're not the only foreign military officers in the Pentagon, to be clear, there are NATO officers, they're from other countries, you know, British, but there are a bunch of Israeli Defense Force officers in the Pentagon that week. And during that week, ask anyone who works at the Pentagon, they enraged American Pentagon staff by just barging into meetings, giving orders, making demands, and nobody did anything about it. How can a foreign military officer barge into military headquarters, even if invited, but barge into a meeting and start demanding, we want this, we want that, you need to get on this? Huh? The more you allow that kind of deeply unhealthy behavior, the more you're going to get. And that's exactly what has happened. Because of the weakness of our leaders, we have incited predators in a foreign country to take advantage of us.
And it's far worse than just predators, right? These people are like Lindsey Graham. They're corrupt to the core. They've been treasonous like Chuck Schumer, right, in New York, whatever, these little parasites. They've been infested within the United States Service Corporation for a very long time, and they're nothing but tools for this Israeli operation that's going on. It's about world dominance, right? This is what the jury talks about, right? We are the Goyim, and they want complete control of the world. We're nothing to them, and it's being demonstrated on every single level. I was shocked when I heard him talk about that, you know, actually occurred in the Pentagon. You've got to pay attention to the symbolism that's being shown. This man drills down on the actual patch that's on the IDF soldiers, which I found very interesting.
The Promised Land. This is the Greater Israel Project. Okay, this is what Yahweh promised Abraham in the Bible. As you can see, it's pretty huge. It's the entire Middle East. It extends from the Nile to the Euphrates in Iraq. Okay, it's a huge area. And if you say the Israelites are, sorry, the Israelis are wanting to achieve the Greater Israel Project, they call you a conspiracy theorist. They're like, we don't want that, okay? But explain two things to me. First of all, why is the Greater Israel map on a chevron of an IDF soldier, okay? These are soldiers, Israeli soldiers, and they wear the insignia of the Greater Israel Project, okay? This is the map. Also, if you look at the flag of Israel, there are two blue lines, right? These represent rivers, the Nile and the Euphrates, all right? So if it's a conspiracy theory, then how do you explain these two things?
And I agree, it's the hidden symbolism that is always in our faces, and we're not being shown or taught to understand truly what is going on here. as we look at this, what's going on in our world right now, we're seeing massive distraction across the board. The Epstein files is a prime example, right? They've hung that out there as a basically a white wild herring for people to always go at while all these other things are happening in the background. But this man is absolutely brilliant. If you haven't heard him before, he's spot on what he's talking about with the recent release of the 3 million so-called documents, right? We don't need them. We've got the evidence from multiple witnesses. Donald Trump and many other people should be already behind bars. They should have already been tried, but that's never going to happen. The DOJ is completely complicit in this because, as we all know, Epstein was a Mossad agent. He has all this dirt, the skinny on all these people from around the world. You're going to see from Bill Gates, Melinda Gates, his ex-wife, is going to basically route him out, as I'm going to show you in a video here. But before that, have a little listen to this man. It's absolutely
Epstein
brilliant.
Epstein list, release the files and so on. Why? Why? You already know a huge number of people who were associated with Epstein. Clinton, Dershowitz, Chomsky, Steve Bannon, Donald Trump, Peter Thiel. So what? What have you done about it? Nothing. What have you done? So why would any more names make a difference if you got more names? What's the difference? It's just more people that you won't do anything about. More crimes that you won't do anything about. You know, you just keep asking for the files, actually, as a way to justify or to rationalize you not doing anything. You know, like if only we had the files, we'd take action. Too bad they won't release the files. Otherwise, we would go completely ballistic. No one believes you. You're not fooling anyone. It's like those old cartoons, right, where they draw a line on the floor and tell their enemy, if you cross this line, you'll be sorry. And it keeps getting crossed. He just steps right over it. And then you just keep drawing a new line. This is you. This is the American people right now.
The American public has been completely placated. No matter what those in power do, no matter how obscene, immoral, or criminal the actions of the elites, there is no real response, no reckoning, no consequences.
And that's why the law that I teach, the common law, is very, very important. It was interesting to see. I'll just jump on this too with Bill Gates. His wife actually came out. And here's a little short clip on what she was saying about, and don't kid yourself, she knew exactly what was going on the whole time.
I have to acknowledge the elephant in the room at this moment. Your ex-husband, Bill, is named in the newest tranche of Epstein files.
Yep.
And there are a new alleged details about his past behavior. And I want to give you the opportunity to respond in whatever way you want to.
Well, let me say this. I think we're having a reckoning as a society, right? No girl should ever be put in the situation that they were put in by Epstein and whatever was going on with all of the various people around him. No girl. I mean, it's beyond heartbreaking, right? I remember being those ages, those girls were. I remember my daughters being those ages, right? So for me, it's personally hard whenever those details come up, right? Because brings back memories of some very, very painful times in my marriage. But I have moved on from that. So whatever questions remain there of what I can't even begin to know all of it, those questions are for those people and for even my ex-husband. They need to answer to those things, not me.
Now, she shouldn't be laughing about it because she's known about it for a long time. But in a runabout way, she's basically telling everybody right there what's going on. You know, and the other little turd in the punch bowl is this Melania Trump, right? She had a little movie that came out this week. She got $8 million from, for crying out loud, Amazon, right? Bezos. Gave her money for this so-called documentary. It's a complete crap bullshit. She was screwing Epstein, and that's how she met Trump back in the day. They're all involved in it. They're all psychopaths. And here's a great little clip. You got to love the truth, because the truth is no longer going to be hidden. Burt Ratner, he was the one that just produced the movie for Melina. Well, here's a little clip of Mr. Brett Ratner with Melina. There they are too. There's Brett there with some little young thing with Epstein there. And there's that little sack of shit right now with another sack of shit, Melina, right? They're all evil people, every single last one of them. And the American people need to pull their heads out of their you-know-what, and they need to take them down. Because while they're doing this and they're throwing us all in this face, this is the true symbolism as, you know, America's been lost. And I'll let Jeffrey Sachs speak to it because he says it so eloquently.
serious, and this is how a president speaks. We have lost our country, our democracy, our system, and our safety. If he is an old man with the megalomaniacal tendencies already, and he's over the edge, which I think is perfectly possible, though I'm not a psychologist, this is also something that we're seeing, somebody who is decompensating in front of our eyes. We had a president last time who collapsed on the job. Maybe it's happening again. Again, I have to say this is so strange, wild, nuts, that it's not something that grown-ups in normal behavior would do under any circumstances, much less someone who holds this office. If this is taken as clever or cute or normal, I think people should reexamine their thoughts about this. So I find it, frankly, astounding.
And it's beyond astounding because this clip I'm going to show you here nails it home. You can see what a psychopath acts like. Who would be so proud of an armada of warships going towards a country that they plan on massacring millions of people?
We have a large armada, flotilla, you can call it whatever you want, heading toward Iran right now, even larger than what we had in Venezuela. We're now sending actually a larger number of ships to Iran. And hopefully we'll make a deal. If we do make a deal, that's good. If we don't make a deal, we'll see what happens.
So, you know, what Jeffrey Sachs was talking about there, you know, this derangement. Trump is not only deranged. I mean, he's nothing but a mouthpiece for this cabal, this Jewish cabal that operates in our world, that's been operating for a very long time, that has captured the United States and pretty much every politician around the world. Canada's no different, right? We are being run by psychopaths that are in the background. And now when they're doing something like this out in the open and the world's doing nothing, it's almost like they're paralyzed. You know, it's like when you see something and that fear hits you, the world is just like stunned. No, this can't be happening. And then when it happens, what are you going to do? That's why they did the shock and awe with 9/11. Right? They had to have these events that showed massive death and destruction to jar the consciousness of the mind of man. I can still remember that when they had the 2 minutes or the minute of peace a few days after 9/11, all the highways, everybody was stopped on the highways. We'd never seen anything like that before. And people were just sitting in their cars because we were all connected at that moment. We were all understanding this massive loss that something very horrible had happened that we'd never seen occur in the West before. And that, again, all of that points back to Mossad and Israel, right? These people that have been doing this for a very, very long time. And now they're fermenting their war in Iran. And if we don't find a way to stop this, like I said, I don't think it's going to get stopped. I think in the very near future, in the very few weeks in front of us, it could happen while I'm giving this broadcast. Trump's going to go and nuke them. But this time when they do it, why it's going to be different, and the, you know, the deterrence has been set out there by the world leaders. China and Russia now are backing Iran. And they've sent ships in that there. They've sent aircraft into Iran or whatever. So this is going to be very interesting. You know, the Strait of Hormuz, that from a military standpoint, it's like they're setting them up. They've got the U.S. Abraham or Lincoln that's in there right now, the air carrier, one of the largest that the United States has. By going through the Strait of Hormuz and they've gone into the Persian Gulf, they cannot turn their ships around tactically as they would if they're out in the open ocean, okay? They have put themselves in a very, very difficult situation. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. It's like they're almost setting it up for Iran, to whoever's going to do it, to take them out, because the second that they take out the American fleet, and they will do it. I do believe with my research they have the power to do that. I don't wish any death and destruction on the American people, especially these good men and women that are in the military, but they need to realize how they're being played. They're being set up no different than the First World War and the Second World War. And when this happens, look out. That's when it's going to go nuclear, right? And this is everything that Israel, the Jewish cabal wants, the satanic group of Zionists have always wanted in this world. This helps support the depopulation in the world because all of a sudden there's this mass chaos and death and destruction that occurs, and then all bets are off. the financial market's going to be destroyed, and that's when everyone really needs to look towards each other. We're about to enter a time that this world has never seen before, and we cannot cower and simply do these, you know, these streams and people talking about it all the time. We must find a way to act, to hold these people accountable that are doing it and stop them. And that's why it always points to that courthouse. If I was to get into that courthouse and I was to get the warrants out for people's arrest, right, I'd go right down the chain of everyone that's the top of the Service Corporation Canada here, military and everything, and they would be finished. They would be exposed very, very quickly, very, very powerfully. That's what's required. But going back to what Annie Lennox says, not only the music artists, it's also people are scared of losing their jobs. They can't get past their little small minds of their own little world. They don't understand the big picture that's going on here right now. So before the light can come, darkness has to set upon us, and darkness is all around us in this world right now. And that's why the truth that I bring forward and many other people in this world has never been more important than we have here today. So I'm just going to keep going on with this because, you know, if you want to see what's going on with Trump and this big, beautiful, make America beautiful again, this is a simple journalist that was reporting on ICE attacking a church in the United States, and now she's got the ICE agents at her door.
I don't feel like I have my First Amendment right as a member of the press. Because now federal agents are at my door arresting me for filming the church protest a few weeks ago. Again, I don't have a long time here, you guys, but I wanted you to know for me, agents are at my door right now. My attorney has spoken with them. I did send a relative outside to talk to them. They're showing some type of documentation, apparently, that they got an indictment from a grand jury. I knew that I was on a defendant's list. I did not publish it because it was under seal. And so we've done everything that we can to try and abide by, you know, the advice of our attorneys.
Yeah, there's the first problem, advising by the advice of your attorneys, right? We never use a lawyer, but this is the problem, right? When things are happening and these horrific actions are occurring, people go to the very satanic and corrupt private society, the bar, to find that there's some sort of solution. It's a merry-go-round of massive, massive death and destruction that's occurring, and it's never going to stop in our world until we find that way into that public courthouse. As we move forward here, this is a great man that stood up. It just goes to show you, remember, ICE is being trained, as you heard earlier from that man, not opinions, not being anti-Semitic. And I don't give a shit about that word anti-Semitic. Let me tell you something. I hate Israel with all my heart. I hate these people, the head of the Service Corporation, the head of the IDF, Mossad, all of them. These people are the most evil people in our world. And there's people that are evil like that in all of our countries that have been paid and bought for to carry out all this colossal theater that's going on in the world right now. Well, this guy is really, really good. Look what he did when the police came after him in his school bus. It's a very interesting court case.
ICE agents stopped a school bus on the highway to detain a student. The driver locked the doors and refused to let armed agents board. He was charged and brought to court.
Your Honor, agents identified a subject of interest on the bus. The driver refused access and locked the vehicle. That prevented verification at the scene and interfered with our operation.
Your Honor, I've been driving that route for 30 years. I had 40 kids behind me that afternoon. My job isn't to debate enforcement, it's to get them home safe. I saw armed strangers trying to board on a highway. I locked the doors because that's what you do when children are on your bus. I wasn't being defiant, I was doing my job.
Let's be absolutely clear. You attempted to board a bus full of children on a highway without judicial authorization. That driver assessed risk correctly and acted to protect minors in his care. That is not obstruction. That is responsibility. The charges are dismissed in full. I am formally commending this driver for exemplary civic conduct.
What a shit show, right? So these pigs, these ICE agents, these people that did this, terrorizing these children, probably terrorizing, obviously, the man that was in charge to protect them. And all he does is, well, I'm going to dismiss all the charges. All of these people that were involved in it should be rounded up. They should be arrested. They should be brought before the people. They should be found guilty of what they did, committing this horrific act of trespass against them, lock them up, strip them from all their jobs. But that's not happening. This little maggot wearing the black robe says, well, I'm just going to withdraw all the charges. This is the problem. There's no accountability. They're just going to go out and do it again to somebody else. And what's the worst thing that's going to happen? Oh, he's just going to let the people go, right? This is why the people, the militias, need to find a way. I mean, America's got the most guns in the world, and yet you can't seem to find a way to use them to protect each other. it's pointing more and more every single day towards civil war. But when you see there are lights that are out there, again, this is the Pennsylvania, you know, district attorney. Look what he's saying about the ICE agents, what they're going to do.
This is a small bunch of wannabe that's what they are. In a country of 350 million, we outnumber them. If we have to hunt you down the way they hunted down Nazis for decades, we will find your identities. We will find you. We will achieve justice.
I couldn't agree more. Now, those are words. Let's put it into action. Let's see the people that are in policing actually go after these maggots that are ICE agents that have got their faces all covered up. Let's see them go after them and hold them accountable. I'm just going to play this quickly here, too, because this is another great clip. For those of you who aren't aware about the kill switches that they were looking to put in all the cars, well, it's being passed and it's going to be implemented very, very soon.
What's official, you guys? Kill switches are coming to new vehicles. Something you'd expect out of Orwell's 1984, and yet 57 House Republicans joined Democrats to ensure the government can shut off your vehicle whenever it wants, makes cars more expensive, and puts the government in your car.
There's a law that states that every vehicle manufactured is going to have a kill switch in it. The car itself will monitor your driving, and if the car thinks that you're not doing a good job driving, it will disable itself. So the car dashboard becomes your judge, your jury, and your executioner.
This sounds an awful lot like that new movie Mercy that just came out, which takes place in the not-so-distant future, 2029 to be exact, where he has to prove himself innocent to the AI judge, jury, and executioner. Now, this mandate for vehicles to be able to shut themselves off was actually put into law in 2021 under the Biden administration, under the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Now, what was voted on the 22nd was the funding for this, to which Representative Massey from Kentucky offered an amendment to just the funding for the kill switch portion of the Investment and Jobs Act. And that's what was voted on. And this is how the votes went. So these are all the ones that voted against stopping the funding. And these are all the ones that voted for stopping the funding for kill switches. Now, the argument for this is that it will stop drunk and distracted driving, but no one knows yet how far this technology will go. Will it include cameras? Will it include sensors? Will it include breathalyzers? Will your insurance company have access to this? Will your Fourth Amendment constitutional rights be violated?
Next thing is going to be, well, we need to hook this thing up to the government so we can dispatch the police. I'm just going to tell you what's going to happen next. They're going to be shutting your car off when they decide, whatever they decide from wherever they decide it. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about what you think about due process and the Constitution and the Fourth Amendment and the right to not be imposed upon by illegal, unlawful search and seizure, but punishing everybody for this crime, whether they've committed or not, if they're going to commit it or not, should be unconstitutional. This shouldn't really be a question.
Yep. Everything's going to be violated, people. Don't kid yourself. And the laws, if you want to call them laws, this is what's going on in Australia. It's happening all around the world. We're getting them implemented. But again, these Jewish-backed financial groups like AIPAC and that, they're all around the world. The backroom deals, they're doing everything to control the consciousness and the mind of man. They're rolling out these despicable laws. Listen to this clip here, what's going on in Australia.
The Albanese government has just released the hate groups bill, and in my 15 years as a legal academic, I've never seen anything this scary. There's five main problems with it. First of all, it applies retrospectively. If you said something last year in the wake of the Bondi terrorist attack about the fact that we shouldn't be having immigration from Islamic countries, you could be guilty of a hate crime. Number two, there's no procedural fairness. They've completely thrown it out the window. It's like an authoritarian state. So if the Minister of Immigration, that's Tony Burke, if he says that you're a member of a hate group, he doesn't even have to advise you. He doesn't even have to write you a letter. There's no opportunity for you to respond, no due process. You're just out. You're a hate group. Number three, they've defined hate crime extraordinarily broadly so that if somebody in the target group feels fear, that is actually the threshold met for a hate crime. Number four, you don't even have to be convicted of a hate crime to be designated as being part of a hate group and then being thrown into jail for 15 years. And number five, we know that Labor and the Greens have both said that they're willing to extend these laws. So at the moment, this is limited to race, but we know that the Greens want to extend it to sexuality and to gender. So this opens up the very real possibility of jail for all of us because of this bill that's passing today. How could the Liberals be voting for it? This is the end of the Liberal Party in our country.
This is going on around the world. These hate laws, these speech laws, they're going to lock the cars down. It never, never ends. And they just don't end with we the people, right? Look what they're doing to the farmers that are actually providing incredible services to us. It's, you know, what they're doing to their livestock is absolutely disgusting. Have a little look at this.
Other than the fawns you buried? Or?
We buried the fawns because there were just too many of them.
Okay. Why did you bury all those fawns again?
Because the state of Minnesota does not want deer farming. They want me out of business.
So they're basically stealing your business?
Yep, pretty much.
And once you lose your business, you file bankruptcy and lose your home, right?
Yeah, let's hope not, but who knows?
Right?
Right.
Tim Walz decided with Bob Meyer that they would put law enforcement officers in charge of livestock to attack people who have been on the farm for their whole life.
Yep.
Steal your business, legislate you away,
yep.
And take your income.
Yep.
They had an $18 billion surplus and they couldn't have gave you a buyout.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
So they took your management of your livestock away from the Board of Animal Health and put it in charge of law enforcement officers who are hyper-zealous to ding people.
Mm-hmm.
And they show up with body cameras to film us. Chad, I asked you earlier when you come to my farm, would you please not body cam? And what did you tell me?
I told you no.
You're going to film me?
Yes.
So I'm filming you today, right?
Yes.
Are you filming us?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm glad I'm filming you too then, right?
What else do you need?
I think that's going to be it. Do all your deer have a supplemental ear tag?
That's the secondary ear tag.
Yes. All your deer have that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's a requirement. I take care of everything that I'm required to do, I do.
When people watch
Except
this,
for that exclusionary fencing.
Please understand in Minnesota that if you raise cows, pigs, chicken, sheep, they could turn you over to the DNR to be managed. These are livestock per Minnesota statute 17.425. And we have officers who do not respect the Constitution and they're happy to forfeit their constitutional oath in order to be hyper-zealous to attack farmers.
Is there anything else you need?
No.
Okay. This will go in the mail tomorrow.
Okay.
Since you're here.
So that's going to be your fond report and your inventory?
Everything you just seen here is in here with a $500 check for my inspection.
Okay.
Inspection fee.
Okay. Perfect.
Done.
Appreciate your time.
Does she pass her inspection?
We're going to have to see pending the actual fence inspection, but because of the no exclusionary fence, it'll probably be a fail.
Oh, so you knew before you came out today it'd be a fail?
No, but she told me that.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You know that we're still in the lawsuit against this exclusionary fencing.
Yes.
Why are you here?
Because the law states that you need to get an inspection once a year.
But I thought that there was wasn't there a letter, Steve, that said that we weren't going to even be inspected until after we knew what was going to be?
I told you in an email.
Yes.
What did you say?
See, this guy, right? All the shit that they're going on with legislation and things that they're quoting, this guy isn't the law. He's a clown, right? He should actually be on a farm because he's a pig. That's why we call these people pigs. A pig has more brains than this guy does. He's nothing but a tool for the system. This guy here should be put in cuffs right away. He should be walked to the local courthouse and bring the whole community before them saying, this asshole showed up in my house threatening me to do X, Y, and Z. You hear when they're talking at the top of this broadcast when they're speaking about all the tagging of the, and this woman's jumping through all these hoops to do it, and she's got a lawsuit here and she says, I don't want you coming. He says, well, I ignored it. I'm going to come here. And this guy nailed him right on the spot. You knew you were going to fail her before he even showed up here. And he did. This is the bullshit that's going on, right? This is the overreach of these people that are all acting for service corporations. They have no jurisdiction to be doing what they're doing. And as a result, we're seeing good people like this that are helping their fellow man or woman with their livestock being completely destroyed. Again, they're getting control of the food supply. They're getting control of our travel. They're getting control of the financial, as I'm going to show you next week, right? They're going to be able to track and trace everything. This is what's coming down the pipe. It never, never ends. And it just doesn't end with the livestock, as we've talked a million times about the food supply. Have a look at this. Everybody knows this doctor. She's incredible at the work that she's done, but she's talking about how the wheat has been destabilized intentionally.
Before World War II, our wheat was stabilized with iodine. Iodine is a great halide. After World War II, we started stabilizing wheat with bromine. Now, at the same time, or actually even before that, we had removed brominated medicines from the market because they were killing people. They were damaging people. Bromine is a toxic halide. It interferes with your thyroid function. It collects in the body. It's not something you want. Now, this can't be by accident. This is my point. This cannot be by accident. They always used iodine. There was no problem with that. Why suddenly would they go to bromine when they must have known, with all those smart people, they must have known that bromine was toxic, and yet it's still there. Now, you can buy some unbrominated wheat flour, and you can obviously go gluten-free, but why does it even exist on our shelves? They're poisoning us with bromine. The Chinese are literally feeding their kids extra iodine to increase their brain power, and to fortify their foods. They put selenium in their soils to make their thyroids work better and to make their immunities work better. I mean, they're doing all the right things, it looks like. How could we be so stupid, right? It's not mistakes. They want us to work a number of years, so they'll keep us alive for a number of years, but then they want us to die.
Absolutely. And how they want us to die? Well, they do it through multiple proxies, right? War, starvation, control, right? Conflict, right? Constantly attacking the consciousness of the mind of man. And there's a very small group of people in this world that are doing this to us. And we have them here in Canada as well. For those of you who aren't aware, well, this is what just dropped in Canada, which is absolutely disgusting. I want to thank one of my listeners from sending this to me. Health Canada seals vaccine injury records for 15 years. We all know why, right? Because the evidence that's out there. Who? Who's this man or woman called Health Canada? Bring them forward who has this so-called jurisdiction over the truth. There's no man or woman that's called Health Canada. There's people that are acting for a service corporation called Health Canada, and every single one of them that are involved in it are involved in massive corruption, massive trespassing against their fellow man or woman. That's why you bring it into court, all this stuff stops, right? We drag this truth out into the light powerfully under the correct jurisdiction. That is how this should actually occur, not in what we're seeing in our world today. Absolutely sickening. But I'll tell you the light that's going on in Canada right now. We're seeing all this crap for those who aren't aware with Alberta looking to separate. Well, the native people are having none of it, and the native people nailed it home. The short little clips here, you're going to truly understand why these people are going to... Where are the Canadians? Where are the rest of my fellow man or woman in this country that are standing up against this, our country being picked apart with Danielle Smith doing, going in and negotiating and trying to get into bed with Donald Trump? All of this, again, right? Order out of chaos. This is what they're trying to do. They're going to attack Alberta, they're going to find a way to get it removed from Canada, and then everything else is going to break loose. Once they do one, then they just repeat it, and that's what they do. Order out of chaos. Well, the natives are having none of it, and I absolutely love my brothers and sisters.
Well, if you want to separate from Canada and you still have exploration rights, why should we allow you guys to continue to explore within our traditional territories if you want to leave? Pack up your bag and go. That's my message to the Premier. You're not welcome here anymore.
It's inherent rights. First Nations were here first. We welcomed people from, you know, to our shores. We welcomed people with open arms. We want to build a beautiful country together. But at the same time, if people aren't happy in this beautiful country that we're building together, then you're free to go and live wherever you want. Mm. But you can take the... You can take the dirt that, you know, maybe your ancestors brought with them when they came over here from, you know, other places. That's the only piece of land that you're going to take, but you're not going to take any treaty land, any inherent land from any of our First Nations people across our beautiful country that we all share. So
those people get it, right? That's what I'm saying. That was so brilliantly said, you know. You can take the soil that you came over here with. You know, we welcome you with open arms. This is the Europeans that came over here into this country a very, very long time ago, long before any of us were born, right? They welcomed them with open arms to build and create a nation or whatever, supposedly set up treaties. Who does that sound like too? The Palestinian people, they did that with another group of people. Who was that? Oh, yes, the Jewish people, right? And you see what's happened with Jewish people and what they've done to the Palestinian people. The same playbook has been going on for a long time, right? And now they're coming after Canada on a different type of level. But the native communities, they're having none of it, and God bless them. This man nails it home as well.
Danielle Smith and the UCP government do the right thing and resign immediately. Because from here on in forward, the road is going to get rocky and rough.
Daniel Smith has conspired with the separatists through Bill 14. The Premier changed the law after the court told her it was a breach of our treaties to proceed this way.
So Premier Smith and the UCP cabinet, I hope you have your bags packed, because when this referendum is defeated, I will gladly walk you to the border.
Love it, right? And you don't hear a peep from anybody else, the people of this country, right? Only the natives are standing up to this because they understand the land. They understand that it's inherent to all of us that walk it. And these people have no right doing what they're doing. There was an enormous amount of blood that was shed a very, very long time ago in order for us to have this land in Canada, right? For us to live in peace. And it's being ripped apart on every single level, right? We may not have the bombs that are being threatened to us right now, but these actions that are occurring by these people that are supposedly in place to protect and serve we the people, they are dismantling everything that's been set up for a very long time. And they're getting away with it because Canadians are pussies, right? They're all sitting back and they're not doing a damn thing about it. And this is the problem that we have in our country, right? It's going to get very, very ugly. And God bless the Native people, because all we seem to be able to think about, I mean, we can't even get it straight, the type of drill down that's going on with snow shoveling. Get a load of this that's happened in Kitchener with a guy in front of his house.
A Kitchener homeowner is upset because he has to pay up after the city sent a snow removal crew to clear his sidewalk. He says that is despite the fact that he uses his snowblower regularly and his neighbor's sidewalks were in the same condition. CTV's Spencer Turcotte reports.
Quite the surprise to come home to on Thursday for Brian Sandow. A crew with heavy machinery clearing his sidewalk.
I was kind of at a loss. I was like, well, if you look around, like, why are you at my house specifically when my sidewalks actually look better than the road itself, which the city is responsible for?
Day after day of snowfall and plows don't come by and do the streets.
Sandow says earlier this month, after returning home from out of town, the city of Kitchener did give a warning.
Everything's...
So again, the city of Kitchener? Who's this man or woman called the city of Kitchener? Oh, you mean people that are acting for a service corporation sent this man a warning? Really? He's caused no wrong or harm to anybody. And look at those streets. That's absolutely disgusting. We got the same crap going on here in Burlington. All the side streets, they got these little pissy snow things that go on. And now all our roads are all bumpy. It's a nightmare going on all our side streets. Sure, the main roads are plowed off good, but they're not plowed off like they used to be years ago, right? It's disgusting what's going on. So they come after this guy, and I'm going to let it play here and finish up. But he's going to tell you, he's looking at a bill that he's going to possibly get of $1,000 or something. This shit has to stop. People have to quit allowing this bullshit occurring. Look at all the money that they're wasting, right? Now, is this a sidewalk crew that goes around and cleans up all the sidewalks? No, they just did what was in front of his house. That's how pathetic this is. This shows you the level of consciousness of the mind of man of these people that are working for these service corporations that have no jurisdiction over us or our property and are supposed to provide good faith and duty services. It's different if this guy was having a real difficult time or if it was an elderly couple, you know, that lived on a corner and they couldn't get out to do their snow and the city comes by and they take care of it. That's how things should be happening. Not singling this guy out to make an example of him because they're just going to use this as further trespassing against other people now to put the fear in the public. That's why they're doing it.
Seemed to be pretty good except for where the sidewalk connects to the road. There was a little 4-inch bump there. So I got my chipper out and cleaned it up and thought, okay, well, you know, that's good.
It turns out it was not good, at least by city standards. Sandow says he takes pride in keeping things clear.
I'm out here every day after.
And I hope you saw that there, the clowns. There's one guy on a piece of heavy equipment, right, a glorified standing snowblower, and there's two other assholes just standing there doing nothing. Typical city workers. They're the most laziest pieces of shit in our community. I see it around our house all the time.
Work with a snowblower and I have nice clean edges.
When CTV News contacted the city of Kitchener about sidewalk clearing standards, they provided information from their website indicating sidewalks around properties must be cleared of snow and ice within 24 hours of a snowfall and they must be maintained to bare pavement. Trouble is, it's been one of the coldest and snowiest winters in recent memory, so removing snow right down to the concrete is tricky.
I put salt down, but salt is only effective down to -9, -10. After that, it's just a waste. Nothing has been down to the concrete of the pavement, including the city streets or their sidewalks.
Sandow wonders why the city is only going after certain properties.
So as you can see, this is the property line, but this is what my sidewalk looked like, and that wasn't sufficient. This is what they've become.
He does live on a corner lot and says he is mindful about ensuring there is pedestrian access to the road. Despite being diligent, he fears what the bill for this work will be.
So this could be easily over $1,000.
for something that I've been dealing with all winter.
A winter?
Yeah, and this clown's going to just go ahead and pay it when he gets this bill. You know, I mean, I'm sorry that I had to show this stuff with all the bigger stuff that's going on in the world or whatever, but it just goes to show you at the macro level what's going on with the consciousness of the mind of man, with people around us. They are beyond fucking stupid, okay? They're dumb as bricks, and sadly, they deserve everything they're going to get. That guy doesn't know how to act like a man, so you know what? I don't care if they give you a $10,000 bill. You damn well deserve to pay it if you're going to be stupid enough to pay it, all right? I have no sympathy for these people, but I wanted to show everybody this is the kind of crap that we're dealing with in our communities today. It's absolutely disgusting. Oh, don't get me started, people. Don't get me started. So here's the positive thing I want to show everyone here. This goes on now with the Homeowners Association. This is out in Ohio, I think it was. This is a great story. I'm not going to ruin it. Have a listen to this. I loved it when I saw it. And this is the kind of real justice that we need to see when people are so ignorant to actually understanding who owns what.
This land will finally serve a real purpose.
He's too old to fight them.
Sometimes you let people finish their mistake.
Everyone in Maplewood thought Harold was just an old man living on useless land. But what they didn't know was he owned the only piece of property the HOA couldn't touch. That little patch of grass, right between the main road and the lake, had been in his family for generations.
Now, just put this up so you understand what's going on. The HOA, with the municipality, they plan to put this big mall in there. Okay, multiple stores, and this was on this guy's property. And that little bitch there was threatening this guy. She was laughing at him the whole time, calling him out this and that or whatever. And this old man, as you're going to hear, he just sat there quietly and he smiled. He let them continue to trespass.
When the HOA announced plans to revitalize the community with a shiny new shopping mall, Harold's land stood right in the middle of their blueprint. They came to him with polite smiles and legal papers, promising community progress. Harold only smiled back, saying softly, "This land has deeper roots than your contracts." At first, they tried to negotiate. Then they pressured him, calling his lot an eyesore. Finally, they started building anyway, assuming he'd eventually give up. Trucks rolled in, workers hammered, concrete poured. Harold stood by his porch every morning, sipping his coffee, watching his family's land disappear under foundations and walls. His neighbors whispered, "He's too old to fight them." The HOA president, a sharp woman named Linda, proudly declared, "By next year, this land will finally serve a real purpose." But Harold didn't argue. He just quietly collected every document, every survey, every signature. He didn't.
You can just tell looking at this woman, she's a real Linda. Funny, her name is actually Linda. She's a nut job. She's a little power-hungry, corrupt SOB, right, as all of them are. These people think that they have power within the municipalities with every association they've created, and they don't have it when you really get down to law. And this man was brilliant how he stood his ground.
And stop them. He let them finish. Because deep down, he knew when the time came, the truth would shake their perfect little community to its core. And that moment was coming faster than anyone expected. As weeks passed, Harold's once green field transformed into chaos. Bulldozers carved through his soil, trucks poured cement, and soon a steel frame towered over the land his grandfather once plowed with his bare hands. The HOA threw parties celebrating progress. They even invited reporters. Every time Linda smiled for the camera, Harold stood quietly in the background, unnoticed, but always watching. Neighbors asked why he didn't call the police. Harold just said, "Sometimes, you let people dig their own hole." His calm confused them. But Harold had something stronger than rage, proof. He had the original land deed signed by his great-grandfather in 1892. And when he checked county records, he realized something incredible: the HOA's construction permit excluded his plot entirely. Meaning everything built on it was illegal, so Harold waited, pretending to be helpless. Meanwhile, he visited the courthouse every few days, quietly building his case. He photographed every brick, every truck, every violation. By midsummer, the mall was halfway done. Linda announced, "Grand opening in 6 months." Cameras flashed, crowds cheered, and Harold just smiled. Because soon, all of this would belong to him, they thought he was finished. But Harold was just getting started. By fall, the mall was complete. Bright banners waved, kids laughed, and shop owners cut ribbons. It was everything the HOA had promised, a new heartbeat for Maplewood. But beneath the polished floors and glass storefronts lay the roots of Harold's land. When Harold showed up to the grand opening in his old flannel shirt, Linda smirked. "Come to shop, old man?" she teased. He only replied, "Just wanted to see what you built. On my property." Her laughter echoed through the parking lot. "Your property? Please, Harold. The HOA owns this development." Harold tilted his head. "That's what you think." He handed her an envelope and walked away. Inside were certified copies of his land deed, property lines, and a formal notice of trespass and unlawful development. Within an hour, panic spread through the event. HOA lawyers scrambled, officials whispered, and the local news began sniffing around.
And I won't, there's another clip at the end of it there. At the end of the day, they lost the entire property. They tried to take him to court. The judge said to them, because he recognized, right, they had, see the word was in there, notice of trespass. He ended up owning the whole mall. And then that little witch there, she ended up calling him up and begging him for a job at the end of it, right? That's beautiful when you see that happen. You know, patience is a virtue, and a lot of people don't know how to do that, you know, in this world. So hats off to that man. But let's continue on here when we're talking about these criminal courts. I'm going to wrap it up here with a flurry of web links. Enjoy this while you see it. Senior Ontario court judge found guilty of judicial misconduct, retires avoiding punishment. See the bullshit? There's no accountability. This guy's acted his entire life trespassing against the people, committing and allowing constructive fraud to occur in our public courthouses. But then when he actually gets found guilty within their own judicial system of misconducts, oh, he can just retire and he avoids any type of punishment. Just like those people that are working for ICE that attacked that bus driver with the children. No accountability. Let's keep going with the corruption. More than 100 Canadian Revenue Agency employees fired for misconduct and CERB payments. So they were all involved in massive theft that they didn't plan to get caught or whatever. 100 of them. 100 people at the CRA, right? Which is a criminal organization as well. They have no jurisdiction. Their whole thing is based on people's ignorance. This is in your face what we're constantly dealing with. Then you've got also here when we get into this. Trial begins for the Peterborough clerk accused of assault after store robbery. So he was being robbed and he fought back against these people with a baseball bat in his store, in his property, protecting his property. And then these pieces of shit, Peterborough's us. That's where, as you all may or may not know, that's where Christine Massey used to live. And she had a run-in with the chief of police there. He ended up resigning, I think, because of what Christine had done or whatever. But Peterborough, just like every other municipality around this country, the police are corrupt to the core. They're ignorant. They don't give a shit about anything else, about their little minions and their little money, you know, collecting services that they provide for this cabal that's out there. So this guy, again, I wish to God he knew who he was. It's happening all the time that we're seeing. If the man knew who he was, they wouldn't have got jurisdiction over him. There wouldn't be any court that's moving forward. And they're probably going to make some little, they got to somehow justify what they're doing. It's always about chipping away at the rights of everybody. So they may find him not guilty, or they may find him guilty, depending on where they want to go right now and convicting a ham sandwich as they like to do. But the corruption doesn't stop with them. More than 400 RCMP officers accused of misconduct. 400. Let that sink in for a moment, people. Then you get into this one. Property owners lose appeal in a $3.1 million lawsuit against the city. So this is a bitter conflict, and it says it closed with an appeals court. Again, they went through the legal system. Rejecting claims from Islanders. Whose court? Whose court was rejecting this? These people should have moved their court against the people acting for the service corporation at the municipal level. What it basically came down to is that there was an access point that they had with two docks that they always used to like to use, the local people. There was never a problem. They were causing no wrong or harmed anybody. The city came in and they said, no, we're not going to allow this anymore. We're going to develop how we want it to be done, blah, 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 with all these fees, etc. And they said, no, you're not going to do this. This is our property. This is our community. You're not going to trespass against us. Well, they went through the legal system and they lost, right? And that's what happens, right? It just goes through. And $3.1 million lawsuit against the city. The city? No, it should have been against every man and woman that was trespassing, because if you actually sat a jury of our peers and they heard the trespass properly, presented properly, what occurred against these people that has caused and we're causing no wrong or harm. This goes back years, family generations, that they've been accessing this waterfront in this capacity. I'm very confident that people would decide that, yes, maybe they might suggest, hey, let's help them out here. Let's put another little dock or something in, you know, to make it a little bit more accessible for maybe it's a you know, I'm not familiar with the area, but there could have been some way to increase and make it a better environment for everybody all around that everybody was happy with. not what they've done here. And this is what these people at these municipalities do, right? They think that they have jurisdiction, but they don't. Well, here's the Fort Erie residents here in Canada to see a $13.65 monthly hike as council passes new budget. What a great business model that is, eh? You and I can open up a company and we can put out any fees we want and everybody's got to pay it. Oh, we don't have a contract with anybody. We're just going to tell everyone you're going to pay it. And if you don't pay it, well, then we're going to start putting liens on your homes, or we're going to increase your property taxes or some other trespass that's occurring against us. Everything comes down to that foundational truth that contract makes the law. These people have no business at the municipal level charging these people any money. And the people need to wise up and wake up to what's going on. I'm going to show everybody very soon what I've done as well with the property taxes at my end. And then you got the red light cameras being used to penalize police officers responding to emergencies in Ontario, union says. Ah, the poor police officers, right? Big deal, right? At the end of the day, were those police officers causing wrong or harm? Nope. So they shouldn't be getting tickets for this, just like we the people. We have every right to travel from point A to point B. You don't need a driver's license, people. Wake up. Only those that are generating commerce on the highways, a truck driver, a cab driver, a bus driver, those are the people that we want to be licensed. Because they're taking, like that gentleman, we can go back earlier, with the bus with ICE. He's got children on that bus with him. He has to be properly trained and licensed to drive that, because he has the responsibility to care and the duty for all those children. That's what it's about. But if you and I are just operating our own property and we're accessing these public roads, we can go on them with whatever we see fit, providing that we're not causing wrong or harm, trespass against another man or woman. And as long as that happens, we can go from point A to point B and travel. We don't require a license. We don't require insurance. I haven't had a license since 1998, it's been a while. I forgot now. It's 2001, somewhere in there. That's when I stopped using the driver's license. I haven't had insurance since then because I don't need insurance. And when I did get in a little problem, as I told everyone about 4 years ago in Toronto, I settled it with the man on the private side because it was my fault. And it was a little small, little dingy thing that happened. But that's how you act honorably with one another. And then we've got here, you know, the immigration officers keeping, this is in the United States. Get that PBS, we don't need it. Immigration officers are claiming sweeping power to enter homes without a judge's warrant, memo says. See, this is what's going on, people. ICE agents, here we go again with these guys, right? Again, Israel trained, Israel funded. Israel is behind all of this stuff in all the countries. They're trying to bring ICE into Canada now as well, too. Good luck with that, right? That's what I mean. When you see all the American people, they got all their guns and they're just sitting there, they're doing nothing. Well, it's just fodder to them. As that PA, that Philadelphia Crown attorney was saying there, right? Prosecuting attorney. He told her, when there's more of us, we have more guns than them. And that's exactly what they need to do. They need to stop all these people from what's going on. They don't have a right to come into your home. And if they come into your home, blow their fucking head off. Pardon my French, people. That's what needs to happen. People need to learn to stand a ground. At the end of the day, I'll end on this here. The Crown Bank braces for layoffs. This is in Canada here. Ottawa cuts 1,000 executives. Now, we've showed here this evening how they've affected us in the farming, you know, whether it's the wildlife, whether it's the deer, the cattle, the sheep, the cows, whatever. They're attacking us on those multiple fronts. They're injecting them with the vaccines. They're destroying the entire economy of these people that are providing these services to us, to food all of us in this world. They're doing it with the wheat, etc. Well, now we're looking at the financial side of things. You say, well, this is a good thing, Chris, that's going on here. Braces for layoffs. Ottawa cuts 1,000 executive jobs from the Crown Bank. Whose bank is this that we're talking about? Well, we'll scroll down a bit here. A federal Crown lender is preparing for job cuts. A federal Crown lender. Who's he talking about? Lining up outside counselors to provide emotional support to staff as cabinet moves ahead with plans to limit 1,000 executive positions across government. BlackRock's reporter says, Farm Credit Canada confirmed it is seeking contractors to deliver career transition services for employees facing layoffs. So see, they're going after Farm Canada, right? This is the financial attack now, that they're going to lay off so that they can't maybe process as many loans as they normally would. I did commercial lending a while back there, and I helped a lot of farmers get money when they couldn't get it. It was an incredible experience. One of the first jobs I did was a $7 or $8 million line of credit we needed to get for a gentleman, and he was increasing his greenhouses out in Chatham there, and he went to all the banks and he couldn't get the money done. And the gentleman that taught me, I was able to get it done for this man, and it was wonderful. And I dealt with Farm Credit Canada, incredible people there, totally different bank, because they have the mentality that they understand, right, how the needs are different for farmers than your typical mortgage that's going on. And yet these people that are making decisions, well, these are the politicians that are making this in Ottawa surrounding this Crown Corporation. ending it with animals, which I didn't realize, which is actually what I've done here again this evening, how it tied back in very nicely. You know, this is truly and ultimately what this world is all about. Never, ever forget it.
We are all visitors to this time, this place. We are just passing through. Our purpose here is to observe, to learn, to grow, to love, and then we return home.
I don't know about you, but I'm starting to move away from eating meat, okay? You can see the consciousness in the eyes of those beautiful animals, right? They have a soul. They have an understanding, right? They understand love, right? They probably wonder why mankind is the way it is when they see all these horrific acts that are occurring against them. And they are the most purest, sweetest creation that God put on this earth. So on that note, I want to thank you for being with me here this evening. Please join me next Thursday at 8 p.m. I look forward, again, it's going to be a different stream next week. I think you're all going to enjoy it. And then the week after that, I'm going to do a drill down on David Strait. I've got a video of David Strait that's just brilliant, where he walks through that whole legal realm that's going on there. And in the next few weeks, within the next month, I'm going to have probably the top of March, I'm going to do an incredible interview with Empower, which is out of the UK. They've reached out to me months ago. I was on their live stream there about 4 months ago. I did an interview with them. They're doing some incredible work. They're actually battling in the courts right now, helping people move forward. So that's going to be an exciting interview as well. So thank you for being here with me. I look forward to seeing everybody next Thursday at 8 p.m. God bless and Godspeed.
And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that?
No!
We will run,
and we will live. Aye. Fight, and you may die. Run, and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds, many years from now, would you be willing to train all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Now what do we do?
Just be yourselves.
Where are you going?
I'm going to pick a fight.
Well, you didn't get dressed up for nothing.